Welcome. Welcome this morning to worship here at Prairie Street Mennonite Church on November the 11th, November the 12th. We welcome one another, and God welcomes us in the love of Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. This day is a gift, and it's a day for gratitude and for grace. And so let us rejoice and sing with gratitude and joy. In the blue hymnal, this blue folder, number 969, I will sing for joy.
Those who are able, please stand.
God of our life, through all the encircling years, we trust in you. In all the past, through all our hopes and fears, your hand we see. With each new day, when morning lifts the veil, we own the mercies, Lord, which never fail. So let us pray. Gracious God, your love is greater, greater far than we can speak or sing. Your love reaches beyond all boundaries, beyond our imagination. And so we come now to worship you, to listen, to learn, to pray, and to sing. We offer our worship to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please turn in the green Sing the Story book to number 44, The Love of God. And those who are able, please stand.
Beyond the highest star and reaches to
And in the blue hymnal, number 29, Like the Murmur of the Dove Song.
With peace beyond compare, come, Holy Spirit, come. How amazing is God's love for us. God is generous to all. He knows us. He knows us inside. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And God holds us with loving acceptance. And so let us approach the throne of grace with full confidence to receive the grace that we help in the hour of our need. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you taught us to pray, "Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us." And so we pray, forgive us the sins that we know, and forgive us the sins that we do not know, And Lord, if any bad things have been done to anyone here, Lord, have mercy. And in the name and the power of the Holy Spirit, shine your love and dispel that sin. May truth and grace prevail. We pray that you will cover all our mistakes, our sins, our transgressions, and cleanse us. Cleanse us because of your great goodness and love. And Lord, make us a forgiving people here at Prairie Street. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Put a new and right spirit within us. And we pray these things with confidence in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May it be so. And so let us stand and receive the assurance of forgiveness and grace. Brothers and sisters, take comfort in the assurance that even those things that are hidden from our memory, that are too deep for words, they are not beyond God's healing love. God, who knows us completely through our Lord Jesus Christ, may God grant us pardon and grant us peace. And so let us share a sign of Christ's peace with one another. The peace of the Lord be with you.
I invite the children to come forward now for children's time.
Can you come close? Yes. Hello, little children. How are you?
Good.
My name is Esther. I'm happy to share with you today. And actually, I've put three slides for you, if you can see them. And that first one was the song dedicated for you. Jesus loves the little children. We're going to share about the love of God. If you can run the three slides slowly by slowly as I am speaking, that's God's love for the little children. I want to talk about the love of God because we all know that God loves you. Don't you know that? Yes. And we always love our father and our mothers. Yes? Yes. And because God loves us, and we also need to love God. I just want to share a little bit of the story of the kid who was frightened by the thunder. Do you all know thunder and stormy and the lightning? So the little girl was always frightened by the thunder, and she did not know what to do. But because she had father and mother, always when the stormy come, when she hears that thunderstorm, she could just run at the middle of night and jump in between of the mother and father when they were sleeping. And so they could not sleep. So one day the mother said, "I want to talk to you, my daughter. Don't you know that God loves you? We always tell you that God loves you. So why are you frightened by the thunder? God created all the things by himself. And because God loves you, he is right there in your bed. You don't need to come and jump in our midst and disturb us in the midnight." So the mother and daughter was all happy, and they knew that now God loves them all, even in the midst of the stormy and thunder. The girl went back to bed and she slept, and the mother thought all is well. Few days later, the stormy came, and the same night the girl went back to bed and jumped in the middle of the father and mother again. And now the mother said, "Oh, what do I do again?" So she called her daughter. "Didn't I tell you that God loves you? Didn't I tell you that he is right there in your bed? Why are you coming again? You can still stay in your bed and be safe, and God will protect you." The girl told the mother, "Yes, mommy, I know you told me that God loves me, but I need God with skin on." So the mother was like, "Aha, yes. I am here because I love you. And also God is there and he loves us everywhere we are." So I want to tell you a story of the little girl. This is the girl that was also frightened by the thunder and rain. She lives in our village where we are staying in Dodoma. And one night it was raining heavily. And it was not only the thunder, but her house was broken. So the girl did not know where to go because she lives in a difficult condition. She doesn't have father and mother. She lives with her grandmother. So the grandmother was also frightened. But the church took them and started the ministry to build their house. By now, she's here. You can see her very well if you want. You can have this. You can have this. And I am there also with her. We built that house. Now, the church can be God with skin on to the people who have difficult situation. And we are also needed to love others. And God can use us, can use you, can use me, can use your parents to help others, to love them and show that God loves us, and we also need to love them and love one another. Thank you. I love you, and let us continue to pray for the children in Africa. There are many children like her. Her name is Jasmine, and she lost her house, but the church managed to build her house. And we are also God with skin on to help many people. As we are praying, we remember all the children in the difficult situation like Jasmine. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for who you are in our life and for the love that you have shown us through Jesus Christ to embrace us as your children. I want to pray for these children and their parents, that, Lord, you continue to show your love to them, and they can also be God with skin on to many more children who are suffering. We remember the children in Africa and other countries where they have no place and nowhere to learn. Show them your love, that you are there for them. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Our scripture reading this morning is from Acts chapter 4, verses 22 and 23. The man on whom this sign of healing has been performed was more than 40 years old. After they were released, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests and the elders had said to them.
Y el hombre que había sido sanado milagrosamente tenía más de 40 años. Una vez que fueron puestos en libertad, ellos se fueron con los suyos y les contaron todo lo que los principales sacerdotes y los ancianos les habían dicho.
The word of the Lord.
La palabra del Señor.
Gracias a Dios. It's our pleasure this morning to have Amos and Esther Muhagachi bringing us the message. They have come to us from Tanzania this year. They are living at the seminary with their daughter, Peace, who is a student at Bethany High School. So we will offer a prayer for them as they bring us the message. Gracious God, may your word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We pray that you will bless Amos and Esther now as they bring us your word. Open our ears, open our hearts to receive their message. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Esther, as she has introduced me with my husband. We are so humbled to be before you today and to share how God called us into the ministry. And I've prepared a few slides to show you, and then he will preach. Back home, I am leading the church ministry called Grace and Healing Ministry, and I have the background of healthy professional. So we were called to Dodoma with my husband in 2000. And when we were there, we thought God has called us on how we can show his love to the people. So we started with a humble beginning under that tree. And that tree was, its name is called the water tree. And it's a sign of love for us because we had nowhere to begin. So as I was sitting with the women under that tree, we started thinking on how we can help the community of Dodoma. The community of Dodoma is the community which has a lot of problem. Like most of the children and their families, they live in a poor situation. They are most vulnerable. Most of them, they have lost both parents due to HIV/AIDS. And the situation of Dodoma is very dry. We only have one season line, one rain season during the year. So when they farm, most of them, they don't harvest. They depend on buying things which is imported from other regions. So that is the very poorest region in our country. That's where God called us. Now, we started to build the bridge of hope among the children and the poor families. So when we started the program called Break the Silence on HIV/AIDS. And here we come to meet most of the family that have been affected and infected by HIV/AIDS. That is the story of the girl I've been shared with the children. She lost her house, and she doesn't have both parents due to HIV/AIDS. The church is ministering to them by showing the love of God. And so when her house was put down because of the rain, she had nowhere to run. She came to the church, and she met me. She was shivering because of the cold. Her clothes were soaked because that night it rains and the wall was broken and the water came inside, and it was in the midnight. She had nowhere to go. And when she went to the neighbor to knock, no one opened. So they were just standing with her grandmother waiting in the morning, and she just ran to the church and told me. The first aid we did was to cover her with warm clothes and give her a cup of tea. And then we went to see what happened. We involved the community that is surrounding there, and we started contributing little by little, and then we builded her a house, a small house, and the bed and mattress. Where she's seated there, that's the church ministry did, and that is Grace and Healing Ministry that I am leading. Grace and Healing Ministry is the faith-based. We started it under the church, and it's ministering to the community of Dodoma regardless of the denomination. So we are inviting many more people, and that is the door to evangelize to people. We go door to door and we talk to them about the love of God. And our mission is to, our vision is to see the society of Dodoma, where people infected and affected by HIV/AIDS live with peace and dignity and that hope through Christ's love. So we bring peace to the people as we are bridging building the bridge of hope to the people. We aim in providing holistic supportive environment to the people, and we always do this by making sure that the family of people who are infected by HIV/AIDS At least they go to school. At least they have access to the health services. And we tell them, we advocate them, even if they don't have anything to support them. I mean, even if their income is very low, we are teaching them the self-sustainability. They do small activities at the church. We invite the women to do their small-scale business called Village Community Bank. And now we started at that tree, we started by 21, and now we have 172 children, and we are supporting them out of those services that I'm saying. We have full-time staff, and we have part-time staff, and we also have the volunteers, people who feel like they can give back to the community. Those are the activities we are doing. We are based on five areas: spiritual, education, healthy, emotional, and environment. Under spiritual, we make sure that all the supported children, they come together at the center. And we set a day whereby the kids can come together. It's not Sunday, it's Friday and Saturdays. Because if we say it is Sunday, people will think maybe we want to convert them to be Christian. But they are meeting at the center. So we meet on Friday, we prepare food for lunch, and they all meet together to do the Bible study, discipleship, one-to-one mentorship. And most of the children, they have been traumatized. Like a child who had lost their house, inside, she feels very bad. She feels, I wish I had a parent to run to. I wish I could do something. So we are trying to deal with their emotional, to support them, that knowing that God is here with you. That's why we are here, to support you. So we try to make sure that the children know that God loves them, even if they don't have parents. Well, we also have the education component, and the education component, we buy school supplies for the children. We once received the school supplies from MCC, and we were so thankful. We divided to all the children in schools, and most of the children were so happy they used that school supplies for quite a long time. And most of the children, they don't have parents. When they call parent meetings, we are the parent. So I have trained the group of women. We call them mothers of love. The mothers of love, they show love to the children who have no parent. So if they call a meeting, we appear there. And when they see us, they always feel that they have parent, even if they lost their parents. For their health support, we have the children who have HIV/AIDS, and we do regular health checkups. And because I have that health background, I call the doctor, and we do it at the church. And it is free of charge, because health system of Tanzania, sometimes if we don't have the health insurance, it's very difficult. So for the children that we are supporting, there is this social health insurance support for the community. We buy them. Like six kids, we call them cluster, and they use one healthy insurance, and it's so helpful. So we do healthy checkups, and when the child is admitted in the hospital, we go there. Like that lady who is holding the cup is a social worker, and the boy was admitted. The mother is also HIV positive there, so we do hospital visiting also. I talked about the discipleship, and that is how we do. It helps us to grow together, spiritual, knowing each other. And that is the pastor of the church, and that lady, she works in my office as an accountant. And we group them according to age. So each age group will learn together and to grow together. And it helps also spiritual formation and spiritual growth. Yes, that is the story of Jasmine. We called it From Grass to Grace. She had lost hope. She was in a darkness, but the church built that. That is the house the church built. And she is now in the light. She loves God. She sings. Always she comes in the office with a smiling face. But if you saw her that first day, I'm telling you, you could not control your tears. There is that time of losing hope completely. But this is the time that the hope was gained. And we also help people from hope. Those who lost hope, we bring hope. This one had no hope. That is, I'm sorry for the typing error. And when we visited her, she was sleeping down. She did not have a mattress. She did not have a bed. She never dreamed of sleeping on the bed. So when we visited her, we went back and collected money and bought her a mattress and food. So that is bringing hope in the community. And we also have some challenges. The area we are working in is very poor, and there is a lot of poverty. And people have unstable houses. So whenever it's raining, we are just also frightened. What will happen? Who is going to lose a house? What church can do? Those are the challenges that we are facing. And we ask you to pray for the protection of all the children, like Jasmine, and there are many more others behind her. Pray for us also as we are thinking of having an office. We have already started building slowly by slow, and that is where we have reached, and we are still continuing to collect some money to finish the roofing, and so that we can move all the churches or ministry go to the office. But right now we just meet in a church. And most of people think maybe we just want them to come to our church, but that's not true. We just want to minister to them and show the love of God to the people. Thank you so much. That's what I needed to share with you. Pray for us, pray for the children, pray for the ministry. And my husband is going to talk more about the Word of God.
Good morning. We are so humbled to stand before you this morning. Thank you, pastors of this church, for opening your door for us to be a member of your church, and we are so grateful for God. We have been telling people back at home that we are here, and I know they are praying for you as you are praying for them. The story Esther was telling you, we started in Dodoma with six people under that tree. And today that church has 300 members from 2002. And that church was able to plant four more churches in Dodoma City. And today you'll find 4,000 members in Dodoma region through that small congregation started under tree. 2002. So let us now share the Word of God with you. My title will be The Holy Spirit as the Divine Reality of Mission. The book of Acts describes how the Holy Spirit from heaven appeared unexpectedly like a bolt of lightning. The event recorded here marks the coming of unique, a new force in human affairs. The promise of the Holy Spirit came in power to establish the Church of Jesus Christ, the Kingdom of God, a new humanity on earth. It is through the work of the Holy Spirit people can come together and have right relationship with Christ Jesus. Wherever the gospel penetrates, people begin to experience divine love, and even enemy turn to be friends. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, in a humble beginning, 1934, Tanzania Mennonite Church started with the two pioneers missionaries, Elam and Eliza Staff, and John Moseman from Indiana Michigan Conference and Lancaster Conference. When these people came to Tanzania, it was a dark place. There was no church in our region. There was no any good school in our region. They started in a humble beginning to build church, small churches and the schools, and today you will find thousands and thousands of members because of these faithful two families who come to us. When the Eastern Africa Revival began in the 1940s, the Mennonite embraced that movement for entire church. They started to experience the work of the Holy Spirit in the church. From the first time in the history of Tanzania Mennonite Church, Christians started to experience a new movement of the Holy Spirit and the new modern of charismatic movement, a new fresh of the wind of the Holy Spirit. Love, energy, and unity started to penetrate among the church leaders and within a church, and this movement became increasingly, and everyone started to experience the role of the work of the Holy Spirit in our church. What happens? Men and women, youth and children, were all together. There was a repentance, missionaries and Africans. People began to walk in light to each other, speak in tongues, and we started to see choirs were formed in all congregations. Healing and miracles was present. Open air meeting, crusades everywhere in Tanzania. From 1944 to 1974, for 10 years, the church grew up from 5,000 members to 50,000 members. What a testimony. In 1979, when I was young, the president of Tanzania attended one session and spoke to Tanzania Mennonite Church Convention. And he said, quote, "You are my eyes, my right hand, and I need you and your advice. This is the kind of the church we want in this country." From 1974 to 1984, the church grew up from 15,000 members to 40,000 members because of the revival which was in the church. And God was present in his people. And people were coming to church hundreds and thousands every day. In the year 1996, now I was a pastor already, the whole atmosphere was so changed in our region that a Muslim sheikh came one evening to the team of preachers and saying, quote, "We hear you are speaking things about God that have changed the life of the people in our town. Please, could you be willing to come on Friday to our mosque at our time of prayer and speak to us these words?" It was unbelievable, unthinkable, a Imam Muslim to say that. It was only God's work, not human work. The power of God through the Holy Spirit was moving among our people in Tanzania through Kanisa la Mennonite Tanzania. The movement of the Holy Spirit led people to prayer. There was a lot of meetings, fellowships in all communities, conferences, seminars, renew, and a celebration conventions to praise God. And you hear testimony all over, from the youths, for women's, for church leaders, missionaries, and Africans. Through that, today you will find more than 135,000 members, believers in Kenya and Tanzania because of two families who came to us in 1934. And now, near future, we are going to celebrate 100 years. And God is leading us to reach 1 million members 15 years from now. And we believe because of his work, he will do it. A new experience was in the church. Historically, the missionaries from Lancaster Conference were very conservative. And this also brought tension between African and missionaries. Men and women, uniformity of this new movement was not accepted. Understanding this new experience of the Holy Spirit was not positive, not only to Tanzanian leader, also with the Lancaster Mennonite Conference. Why? Because of historical relationship between these two bodies. The Spirit of God removed all walls which was dividing them in the church. Both missionaries and the African, later they realized that Jesus was building his church. Both agreed. Quote from Dan Jacob's writings I was reading last night. He wrote, "If we all repent our sins," they said, "and later the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us, we are blood brothers and sisters who live at peace in a new kingdom of ruled by Christ." The Holy Spirit, as a divine reality of mission, as a leader in our generation, in Tanzania particularly, I believe strongly that the work of the Holy Spirit is the reality in the church. If not, I don't know how the church could be. His Holy Spirit bring us together, remove all our walls which are dividing us, and make us one in Christ. Sometimes the Holy Spirit works in the church, brings confusion and tension to many Christian leaders, not only in Africa, all over the world. Here, have some scripture we support the work of the Holy Spirit in the church. Number one, the experience of fellowship that bound in the early Christians together in a community of shared life and a concern. Acts 4, 2, verse 44. Acts 4, 32. 1 Corinthians 12, 13. Number two, the mood of the holy joy, enthusiasm that pervaded their lives, inspiring worship, contingents, witnesses. Number three, the Holy Spirit became the sense of power that was released in and through them from effective witness and service. Number four, the awareness of freedom that offered new possibilities for becoming the faithful people of God. This includes freedom from the bondage of sin and Satan. Number five, the Holy Spirit leads people to have a freedom from bondage of law, power, culture, and religious traditions. Number six, it brings freedom to love and to serve, to live more abundant life, which has victory over all principalities of this world. The Spirit of God, as he dwells in every Christian, to have power to walk in light. It penetrates to our heart to be able to repent, to be able to walk in light to each other. Without this, no one can come to Christ. The Spirit continues to unite the church as the body of Christ, sharing his life, faithfully manifesting his character, and being fruitful in every good work. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit was given to the church to empower it for the tasks of hearing witness to Christ. When I was working in Tanzania at the ministry called Tanzania Peace Building Initiative, I used to hate Muslims with passion, especially radical young Muslims who are burning churches, killing pastors, pouring acid to the face of missionaries, pastors to the bishops. One morning we were watching the news, and it was a breaking news that two pastors have been killed and two churches have been burned down in the city called Mwanza in Tanzania. A few months later, the 13 church was set to fire in the city of Dar es Salaam, and the 13 church were burned down, one Mennonite church, and four pastors were killed. Within a short time, two pastors were being beheaded. And two priests of Catholics were shot dead in front of the church in Zanzibar. And this provoked my heart to hate these people. I could not even listen to them or talk to them. One morning, I was quiet with God. Clearly, God spoke to me, "Who are you to hate Muslims? If you continue that way, I'm no longer be with you." Then I heard the voice clearly. If it was this Muslim who was killing Christ, he could say, "Lord, forgive them, except these Muslims." Then I came to my senses. I said, "Lord, forgive me." I woke up that morning, I looked to my friend who I'm preaching to. We were together hating these Muslims, preaching against them. Then I went to him and said, "Brother, we need to look for these people and to ask forgiveness." He asked, "Forgiveness for what? They are burning churches, we are going to bless them?" I say, "No, let us go." It was almost 1 kilometer from our home. For me, it seems to be like 1,000 kilometers. How can I walk to someone who's hating the church to go to say, "Forgive me"? We went. We talked with that imam. Tears was coming down. And then we left. It was the way through to minister to these people. And from there, God himself started to change these people. It's from there I started now to evangelize, to bring peace initiative, bring to these people together. And then we invited some people to help us to establish this. And I remember the president of Tanzania invited us and he said, "This is the ministry we can sponsor and help. This is how we can heal our country. We cannot heal our country through police, through military, through arresting people. It's through this what you are doing." Repentance is the work of the Holy Spirit. And then we were in the same commission with one of the imam. Then he came to our city in Dodoma. And I, my wife, we decided to invite him to stay to us instead to stay in the hotel. The same people I was hating. I called him, please stay to my home. My wife looked the mat, put to the room. And we told him, you can face to the east and pray in this room. He stayed there for 5 days. Then he went to his town in Arusha, 500 kilometers from our home. After 1 month, he came again with a lot of gifts to us. He said, if I remember well, he said, in Islamic, if you want to go to heaven, you must have the pillars of people who are holding you until you get there. I want you to be one of my pillars. I say we don't have kind of this theology in our Christianity. And then we talked, let's agree. We agree. We are going to be one of your pillars to get to heaven. From there, we started to invite each other. In Christmas time, we invite all imams in our town. They came, we slaughter goats, we sit and eat together. We celebrate the life of Christ. We don't say when they are there, this is a God. This is a great Messiah, a great prophet than Muhammad. They say yes. During the month of Ramadan, they invite Christians. We went together and went with them to celebrate the life and the ministry of Muhammad. From there, we build a bridge. That who is the superior than one? They say, if Jesus, you don't make him to be God, if a great Messiah is more than Muhammad. From there, we started to build a relationship. And don't be surprised, many from there, they turned to be a Christian. We baptized many of them, men and women. Today they love God because we repented instead of hating Islam. In conclusion, one of the greatest contributions of the church in Tanzania today is the deep understanding of redemptive suffering, witnessing of a church involved in a ministry of reconciliation, witnessing new humanity being truly born, a community which transcends the divisions arising out of our sinfulness. Christ crucified and risen stands at the center of that recreative act of grace. And this has happened because of the work of the Holy Spirit. The church should be always a complete constant surrender to the control of the Holy Spirit as a divine reality of mission, now, tomorrow, until he came. Thank you so much.
Please turn in the purple Sing the Story hymnal to number 115, Beauty for Brokenness. We'll sing verses 1, 2, then the refrain, 3, 4, then the refrain, and then verse 5, refrain.